From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Credible intelligence from multiple sources indicates that Al-Qaeda plans to attempt an attack on the United States in the next few months. So this disturbing intelligence indicates Al-Qaeda's specific intention to hit the United States hard.
I think we've all seen the news reports on Mr. Alawi, and he is certainly a fine and capable leader who appears to have broad support among the Iraqi people.
It is a done deal. The Coalition Provisional Authority has approved our choice. Ambassador Brahimi has approved our choice. And he is the Prime Minister designate.
Mr. Brahimi has had the central role. He will continue to have the central role. He will make a formal recommendation and an announcement when he is ready to do so. He didn't do so today. He, I think, indicated that he would try to do so by the end of the month.
I hope and pray that Sayyid Muqtada Sadr will live up to the commitments be made in this agreement. I understand that the coalition will honor and respect this deal.
The arms exist because of the occupation. Who do I point my gun to? I don't point my gun to my own people, and I can't find my own people. My only enemy is the army that occupied my country.
America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison. When that prison is completed, detainees at Abu Ghraib will be relocated. Then, with the approval of the Iraqi government, we will demolish the Abu Ghraib prison as a fitting symbol of Iraq's new beginning.
How dare the incompetent and willful members of this Bush-Cheney administration humiliate our nation and our people in the eyes of the world and in the conscience of our own people. How dare they subject us to such dishonor and disgrace?